The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to another edition of Into the Net FC, the most passionate, educational, and sophisticated football podcast in the history of the world. Quite frankly, the best in the world. I am the Bear of Texas, and it's time to recap the first legs of the semifinals of the Champions League. Quite frankly, didn't exactly go the way I had hoped. Never would have expected Bayern Munich and Real Madrid to finish in a 2-2 draw. And I surely didn't expect Borussia Dortmund to actually pick up the win in the first leg at home. Maybe I underestimated Borussia Dortmund. Well, then again, maybe PSG just did what PSG's kind of known to do. But you know what? It could have been worse. I mean, in Borussia Dortmund's case, the fact that that game only ended in a 1-0 win for Borussia Dortmund, I mean, that's incredible. See, now, the first talking point of that game is that Jadon Sancho looked absolutely incredible. Well, a second talking point is the tale of missed opportunities from PSG, but also from Borussia Dortmund. I mean, Kylian Mbappe being denied by the crossbar, and then, you know, being denied by the goalkeeper. You know, in that particular time, when Mbappe's shot hit the crossbar, and then Ashraf Hakimi had his shot, you know, hit the other side of the crossbar. Man, this close twice. I mean, PSG missing out on all their opportunities. Man, it's just brutal. So some would say, had PSG cashed in on them, they would have scored at least 3 goals. But keep in mind, that doesn't mean that they would have won. I mean, this could have been a 3-3 draw, for all I know. Because Borussia Dortmund, as well, missed out on numerous opportunities. But Borussia Dortmund made one count, and they were able to hold on for it. Because they were playing solid defense, okay? And with PSG not taking advantage of their chances, I mean, that's what gave Borussia Dortmund their chance. So you can't really say that, hey, Borussia Dortmund didn't deserve to win. I mean, they made one shot count and they held on. PSG couldn't take advantage of their opportunities. Oh, so, you know, of course, you know, the way, I'm telling you, the way Borussia Dortmund scored that goal, this particular individual, Niklas Füllkrug, brilliant. See, my dad was actually pretty upset about that goal. Now, I did not actually watch this match because I was actually at a job interview. But my dad honestly felt that this goal should not have counted because of offside. But as I saw the replay, as I saw the highlights, that kind of tells a different story. But I'm sure that both sides are arguing. Some saying it was a clear offside. Some saying it was clear onside. The bottom line is PSG had all the time in the world to equalize and to take the lead and to basically add one insurance goal, and they didn't do it. And in Borussia Dortmund's case, I mean, they could have added to it, but unfortunately, they could not either. So this is just a game that, you know, so much effort being pulled, you know, on both sides, but, you know, just a lot of efforts just, you know, just not being able to get finished. It's brutal. Now, 3 shots on target, according to Google, for Paris Saint-Germain. Of course, But honestly, I would say that there was more than 3 scoring opportunities. I mean, some headers that were just... So a couple of free headers, mind you, that just could not put that ball in the back of the net. So I would say Dortmund fought for survival. But we have to give credit to PSG, though, because, you know, at times, I mean, they were playing heavily solid on defense. And again, Dortmund couldn't take advantage of their opportunities. So right now, honestly, some would say Had PSG not capitalized on their opportunities and had Borussia Dortmund capitalized on more, hey, Dortmund probably would be up 3-0 on aggregate right now. It would probably be over for Paris Saint-Germain. But Paris Saint-Germain, the second leg will be played in Paris, in Paris. And PSG really has the opportunity to seal the deal at home. Now, my friend, Mr. Steve Adams, is still predicting that the final is going to be Real Madrid versus Paris Saint-Germain. And as we all know, that's the final that we're dying to see. I mean, that's a hell of a story, especially for this show. And if we do get Real Madrid versus Paris Saint-Germain, there's no way I can preview that without Steve, without David, and without the fiercely opinionated Mr. Josh McSwain. I'm going to need my inner circle for this one, y'all. And y'all too know it. So, it always bugs me to see Mbappe not be able to cash in. But, you know, Mbappe can't be perfect in every single game, you know. I just kind of feel like PSG, a little bit unlucky. Very unfortunate, honestly. But it could be worse, as I said, because they're only down 1-0 on aggregate. So PSG is going to have to regroup. I mean, seeing that Mbappe in the center front with Dembele on one side and Bradley Barcola on the other, and then that strong midfield behind them with a very solid defense, and of course one of the best goalies in the world, Donnarumma. Man. Randal Kolo Muani came in the game late, and I was hoping that maybe he would have a slight moment of redemption, but you know, it could still happen. I mean, maybe it could happen in the next game, maybe in the final. Maybe if it happens, I mean, we'll see. But Jadon Sancho for Dortmund, man, that dude's just absolutely electrifying. Manchester United must be embarrassed, and quite frankly, they should be embarrassed. All that money spent for Sancho, and it didn't work. Sancho goes out to Dortmund, and Sancho gives it his best, and is doing great. Yeah, very, very unfortunate. But I tell you, this Dortmund team, so much talent with Brandt, Füllkrug, Adeyemi, you know, of course, Matson on defense, of course, Hummels is still playing strong, of course, Marcel Sabitzer in the midfield. Wow. Absolutely incredible. excuse me. So that kind of wraps it up for Dortmund and Paris Saint-Germain. I would say definitely an entertaining game, but honestly, the fact that both teams missing out and not being able to capitalize on opportunities really mars it a little bit. But regardless, I still consider this an extremely entertaining game. Thank God. Well, thank God CBS Sports Golazzo had a clip of 12 minutes to give full extensive highlights, because that was well needed. I needed that in order to do this recording. Now, I did watch Real Madrid versus Bayern Munich, but I gotta tell you, that match was certainly entertaining. So to wrap it up with Dortmund and PSG, entertaining match, but too many missed opportunities. And some would say it's the same thing for Real Madrid and Bayern Munich, especially after Real Madrid equalized it to make it 2-2. Now this game also, especially in Bayern Munich's case, is a tale of missed opportunities. Bayern Munich, right out of the blue, just dominant, absolutely dominant, applying that pressure on Real Madrid's defense, threatening to score early on so many times and not stopping. That right there, ladies and gentlemen, that's Bayern Munich for you. Bayern Munich, as soon as that whistle blows to start the game, Bayern Munich gets to work immediately, and they do not let up. It's actually surprising that Bayern Munich was not the one to draw first blood. As a matter of fact, it was Real Madrid. Vinicius Jr., off of a brilliant, and I do mean a brilliant, assist from Toni Kroos. My God, that was a beautiful one. A beautiful golazo in the 24th minute by the Brazilian Superman himself, Vinicius Jr. You know, the fact, you know, he scored, you know, the equalizer, though it was off of a penalty. You know, I went on Twitter and I said, you know, usually it's Jude Bellingham that saves the day for Madrid. But in this particular case, Vinny Jr. went ahead and took the initiative. Albeit it was a penalty, although it was a draw, but still. And it's very honestly, very unfortunate, because that both teams getting awarded a penalty for a sloppy play on defense. especially Bayern Munich, you know, when they got theirs. Now, Bayern Munich trailed for a while until Leroy Sané equalized, and that was another beautiful one. Can't take anything away from that. And it's 1-1, and then 4 minutes later, Bayern Munich gets awarded a penalty, and of course, who steps up to the plate? Harry Kane. Does he convert the goal? Well, of course he does. There was never any doubt. Of course, some people say Harry Kane never misses, but there was that time in the World Cup in the quarterfinals, but you know what? That's just one of the rare times. Overall, Harry Kane converts. Ah, man. I gotta tell you, sometimes it can be pretty frustrating, you know, when a penalty like that has to be, when penalties, you know, are big deciding factors. Now, it was certainly interesting to see. I mean, Jude Bellingham was quiet in this one, but, you know, I just think, you know, it's like much like Mbappe for PSG. I mean, Jude Bellingham is not gonna, he's not gonna be extremely explosive in every single game. Quite frankly, he shouldn't be, because he shouldn't be in a position to have to carry the team and save the team every single day. It's a team effort. So Bellingham was pulled out in the 75th minute, and of course now the Croatian Superman, Luka Modric, comes in. And well, it's always great to see Luka Modric play, because you know the dude may be in his late 30s now, but the dude's still playing at such a high level. Now, I was bummed out that my boy Eduardo Camavinga didn't get the start, but he did end up coming in the 65th minute. Played for about, you know, 25, 30 minutes, so still got a bit of action, so, you know, he came in on the center back, so, man, so, yeah, I was actually surprised to see that Camavinga didn't get the start, but, you know, nothing to worry about, so, but man, you know, the fact, you know, when it was Luka Vasquez that, you know, that committed that foul, I mean, against, sometimes things happen, but man, I just can't get my mind off, you know, the two goals that were not penalties, I kind of consider them to be the open play goals. The one in the 24th minute by Vinicius Jr., and then the equalizer by Leroy Sané, which actually came with an assist. Man, just unbelievable. Unbelievable. How that goal just absolutely beautiful. I mean, you know, seeing Real Madrid and Bayern Munich, you know, I said this in an article that I wrote for Third Down Thursdays, Bayern Munich and Real Madrid, they know each other very, very well. Very, very well indeed, because the history between the two in the Champions League speaks highly for itself. And if you're interested in learning about the history between the two, just go to the Champions League website, Real Madrid and Bayern Munich. You will get a rundown, baby. Boy, will you get a rundown. Man. So, at the same time, you know, some would say in Real Madrid's case, I mean, you know, now that we're tied 2-2, so Real Madrid can go home at the Santiago Bernabeu and seal the deal there. But at the same time, hey, Bayern Munich is still in it. And no matter what, you can't count Bayern Munich out. So, man. But I gotta tell you, you know, the fact that, you know, after Vinny Jr. equalized, and that after that there were opportunities for both sides to score the game winner, and it didn't happen. Man, so, but check this out: Real Madrid have drawn in four consecutive games for the first time in the European/UEFA Champions League, but remain unbeaten in 11 games in the competition this term. Man. But check this out. According to this, Bayern Munich winless in their last 8 games against Real Madrid in the Champions League. 2 draws and 6 losses. Conceding an average of 2.4 goals per game. Man. So. Boy. But I gotta tell you. It's gonna be intense in the second leg between Real Madrid and Bayern Munich. You know, honestly, It's anybody's game. I mean, Bayern Munich is strong. Whether critics, whether you know, fans want to admit it or not, Bayern Munich is extremely strong. And if Bayern Munich makes the final, whether it's against PSG or Borussia Dortmund, hey, Bayern Munich's got a huge chance. I mean, we look at, of course, you have Harry Kane as the number 9. And then behind him, Leroy Sané, Thomas Müller, who's still playing at an elite level, Musiala. And then you have Goretzka in the midfield with Lehmer, who provided the assist in the equalizer. Then you have Kimmich. And then, you know, even Eric Dier and Mazraoui in back there. Of course, Manuel Neuer, the German veteran goalkeeper. So, man, it's going to be glorious, the second leg. It's going to be absolutely glorious, and I cannot wait. I cannot wait. So, Wednesday, May 8th, cannot come quick enough. Now, of course, you know, the second leg of PSG and Dortmund, man, that one's going to be off the hook as well. It's going to be in the Parc des Princes. So, man, leg two of the Champions League Final Four. Next week, we'll be finding out who is going to the big dance, to the promised land, to the championship. And I can't wait. Ladies and gentlemen, as always, you can find Into the Net FC anywhere you get your podcasts. So here's what I need you to do. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that notification bell. That way, I know for sure that you won't be missing out on any exciting upcoming content. Thank you very, very much, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you enjoyed the first legs. Hope you enjoyed the second one. And of course, I'll be here to talk about it after that. Thank you again. Y'all have a good one. And God bless.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.